We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH Radio. We are 1 hour in. Thanks to Kelsey Stewart and Chrissy Carr for coming on the show and talking about difficult topics in the United States in the year 2020. But I think they're topics that need to be discussed, and I appreciate our listeners for hopefully not only tolerating but endorsing interviews like that, because I thought they were good. We've got another interview coming up a little bit later in the show. We'll talk with David Smale, who's done a book on the Chiefs that you'll want on your coffee table, The Keys to the Kingdom, an illustrated timeline of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I guess if the Chiefs, what they accomplished in the Super Bowl can't be taken away, obviously, a huge. But it's been overshadowed now by so many other things.
Right.
Are Chiefs fans, have they been able to celebrate appropriately? Did they have enough time? Are they getting to...
They had a couple months.
To flex their muscles and have some fun?
They had a couple of months, at least.
I know, but this is something that
it's the last major sports championship.
Yes.
We didn't have an NCAA champion.
No,
we didn't. Have a College World Series champion. We didn't have an NBA champion, which would have been crowned by now, correct?
That's correct.
So we've had three championships.
You said something that upsets my dog.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Here's the problem. My wife's coming home at this time.
Right.
Pulling in the driveway, and that causes a firestorm with my dog going nuts. Yeah, so I'm blaming my wife for this one.
But that's dogs, though.
Yeah. Hey, when you do a show from the basement, and she's been remarkable.
Right.
In her behavior. For now 3.5 months that we've been doing the show, most of the time down here in the basement.
Forgiven for one barking fit.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay, good. I'm glad you're not.
She can do no wrong in my eyes. That's why I blame my wife.
I kind of figured that. I kind of figured the dog. That's where the hierarchy stood. I figured the dog was higher. But I, you know, and we didn't have a Masters champion either. By the way, going back to the
Chiefs. We did not.
We've had all kinds of championships stopped. So the Chiefs have had sole ownership of that title for 6 months. They are in the sports world in an American sport.
Now, are you aware that a fake Twitter account came online professing to be Patrick Mahomes and saying he would not play unless the Chiefs' nickname was changed?
I have not heard this.
That
story
happened over the weekend.
Okay,
people fell for it.
Of course they did.
I don't think I've asked you where you are with social media, right, as my dog continues just to go nuts.
What do you mean by where I'm at?
The good versus the bad of social media. I'm at the point, I have been for years, that I wish it'd never come along. I think life was better before social media, but it's unavoidable now. Right. If you try to avoid it, it becomes habitual. I can't avoid it. One of the first things I do is check Twitter.
Sure.
What's happened to me? That's not good. And I'll guarantee it's one of the first things you do.
I agree. Yeah, it is. But I think you hit on the key I don't know, problem. In that you said two things that were both true and that are in opposition to each other. You said
you
can't avoid it, but you also said it was better before it, right? Life was better before it.
Life seems like it was better before.
But now that it's here, it's unavoidable. That's true of a lot of things, right? So we live with what's unavoidable.
But couldn't you avoid social? Sure. I have friends who avoid
sure.
it.
Sure.
Now, what other things do you think fit into that criteria?
Well, I think there's a lot of entertainment options or entertainment things that fall into that category. Or maybe not that life was better. See, I maybe disagree with that assessment, but I think simpler would be the term you're after instead of better.
Better.
And maybe those two things are the same in your mind. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I feel like...
What do I have on my screen right now?
Probably Twitter.
Twitter.
Yeah. So...
What does Jeff look at virtually every time I'm around him nonstop?
Incessantly, yes. Twitter.
How do you deal with it?
First of all, I don't tweet myself. And I don't post on Facebook myself. So I'm not creating content. So when you're not, I'm a lurker, I'm a watcher, I'm a reader, but I don't create. And see, when you don't create content on social media, no one can react to you. And the reactions are what feed the loop, right? So if you never tweeted anything, and all you did was read other people's tweets, you would find it more manageable. Because nobody was constantly replying back to you and responding back to you. And that's what gets Jeff in trouble. He creates content. And then he's annoyed that he has to deal with the responses. Well, then don't create the content in the first place. You've shot yourself in the foot by creating the content.
Right.
And that's okay. There are people out there that's what they're good at, and they should do that. And I like reading your tweets and Jeff's tweets, by all means.
Mm.
But I'm not going to do that myself because I don't want to feed the loop. Does that make sense? Plus, I don't have anything to say. I mean, you have me on the show, but come on, I don't have anything to say. Let's be real. So
What I want you to do while I take this phone call. Okay. I want you to go up and unlock my door.
Okay.
Apparently, I have two visitors at the house.
Okay.
And that's why my dog was barking.
Okay.
So if you do that while I take this call from KU Pat.
Oh, well, KU Pat, just this, know that I'm here in spirit.
It'll take you 5 seconds.
All
thank
right,
you, Jamin. We are operating on the fly here. KU Pat, what's up?
Hey, that's too bad Jamin's walking away because I have a question for him. How in the world is Bigger
Well, he'll be right back. Trust me.
Okay, you can ask him. Since he's such a humongous sports fan, how does he not have ESPN? I'm sure I heard him say that a few weeks ago, and I almost fell out of my chair.
I think he did try to explain it at some point, and when he gets back to the microphone, I'll check with him again. Jamin,
okay.
Pat wants to know why, as a huge sports fan, you do not have ESPN.
That has been fixed and rectified, KU Pat.
Okay.
He's referencing to when I was talking about not having it, watching the Last Dance a few weeks ago.
Right.
But
That has
been rectified. We are back on the ESPN train.
Well, good.
There you go. Does that satisfy you?
That does. I'm not. I have a couple more things. As you know, I never have anything nice to say about K-State, but I am going to applaud them for what they're doing, the camaraderie on the football team with that horrible tweet. So I really applaud K-State for this. And the other thing, Buster Olney, I don't know if you heard his comments this weekend. They asked him, what are the chances this baseball season is going to finish? He said 0%. What are the chances it's even going to start? 5%. That is a pretty bleak picture.
I did not hear that, but that is pretty bleak. I probably would be higher, but not much higher.
Yeah, he's usually
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate it.
When he said that. So he just said the players, from what people he's talked to, they're not on the same page with this. And everybody's got to be pulling together in the same direction for this to work. So it does not sound encouraging.
I don't know when we'll have team sports back. I think it'll be a while.
I agree with you.
Thank you, Pat.
Hey,
we appreciate hearing from you.
Jamin.
Hey.
All right. Apparently, I have two of my friends here in the house somewhere. If they could find their way into the basement studio. I don't know where they are. Did they leave?
Here they come. I don't know.
Let's Now, why in the world are you stopping by my house while I'm on radio, Andrea?
Well, first of all, we forgot you were on the radio. And second of all, we haven't seen you for 100 years because you've become a hermit. And so we thought we would just stop by and say hi.
And Sherry, what's your excuse?
I'm coming to steal your dog because you keep saying how much she talks while you're on the radio. So I'm going to take him home with me.
She is an amazing little girl, no question about it. Well, I can you hang for a little bit? I think my wife will be home relatively soon, unless she followed through on her threats to finally leave me. So I don't know.
We'll wait a little bit.
Yeah, hang for a few minutes. All right, there you go. You never know what will happen on live radio, especially when you're doing a show from your home and you got a crazed dog.
Yeah, no joke.
869-1240 is the number. We're going to start the World Series of Faceoff Legends Tournament starting 3 weeks from today,
I'm excited. Here
on this show. We've got obviously a great field. Every former champion has agreed to play. You are in this field.
Correct.
Why, I'm not exactly sure, but you'll handle yourself well.
I'll take care of business. I will be at the very worst. Bob, think about this. At the worst-case scenario for me, I'm a respectable out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a tough seed, bottom seed that nobody wants to play.
And we discussed that last time. And even if you're a Jason Ault,
right,
a four-time champion, you got to take you seriously.
But see, that's the thing. There's no pressure. I love that. If I'm a 16, how many seeds? How many people?
We got 32.
Okay, so if I'm an 8 seed, the lowest seed you can be.
Right.
If I'm up against a 1, if I'm up against Ault or anybody else, and I lose, but I make a good showing, then I can say, well, I lost to a champ. No shame in that. But that's the downside. If I win, then I'm the giant killer, and on we go. So it's a win-win situation for me.
And we're going to try to get somebody on the show each day at 5:40, one of the participants. Today it's going to be Doc Fenwick, who early on in this competition was a contender nearly every year, but has not won it, does have 3 second-place finishes, and he can talk game with the best of them.
Okay, so a little bit of a smack-off situation here?
Yeah, he'll handle himself verbally as well as anybody.
I enjoy that.
So we look forward.
I'm really looking forward to that.
We look forward to hearing from Doc Fenwick coming up at about 5:40 today as he expresses his thoughts on participating
in
the World Series of Faceoff Legends Tournament. That'll be fun. Rob Kuser, our very first champion, will be in this field.
Nice.
From 14 years
wow.
ago, believe it or not.
Wow.
That's crazy. Well, no, from 16 years ago. 2004
wow.
was the first World Series of Faceoff. And he was the first winner.
I participated in the 2000, I want to say it was the 2010 or 2000, I think it was actually 2011, because at that point we had not started Just Saying. And then when we started Just Saying, it was summer of 2011. Well, no, it would have been 2010. Anyway, I was ineligible for quite a few years.
Is that right?
I was not eligible to participate in the World Series of Faceoff. So I'm kind of, you know, getting a sponsor's exemption here.
You are.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
And listen, we've bent a few rules. Mike Kennedy will be participating in this tournament, as will Ted the sports
head. Now, what kind of seed is Mike Kennedy going to
get? Oh, we don't know. He's never participated before.
But you'd have to figure he's a threat. He and Ted both.
This is not going to be easy.
When your nickname is the sports head, you would have to get a top seed.
Yeah.
Because that's your name.
He's not going to get a top seed.
Yeah, but that's your name.
What did you think of Cam Newton and the Patriots?
My first thought when I saw the headline was that Bill Belichick plays chess and everyone else plays checkers because it's brilliant. There's no downside. 1 year incentive-laden cheap deal. He makes less money than Ryan Fitzpatrick. He makes less money than he makes $14 million less than Derek Carr, which hurts me. There's zero downside.
Would we rather have Cam than Derek Carr?
Probably not, given the injury history with Newton. But the upside, a healthy, productive Newton is better than a Carr at his peak.
And incentivized Newton.
Sure.
And I'm not talking monetarily. I'm talking
right.
Athletically.
Right.
That he just wants to show people.
Right.
Is a better football player than Derek Carr. Am I right or wrong?
Right, but you're right. But those incentives also come with monetary because he's on a one-year deal. So if he plays well, he becomes the hottest commodity in the NFL because he's a free agent quarterback.
What's his age, 31?
He's still young enough to produce for 6 or 8 more years given that other quarterbacks have produced into their late 30s and early 40s. Look how many old quarterbacks have still been very, very good. Breeze, Brady, Roethlisberger, the list goes on.
What have the Patriots done to build an offense?
Well, that's going to be the issue.
I still don't think they have the weapons.
But they have a coach who's willing to build his system around the players that he has. So you're going to see all kinds of ways to get Newton on the move. You're going to see rollouts and read options and designed quarterback runs. And the defense is still, what, top three in the league probably?
It's a good defense, but if you don't have any receivers, I don't care what you do.
But they went 11-5 with Matt Castle. They can win with Cam Newton.
Are they better than Buffalo right now?
Fascinated by that because they could both be 13-3 or 12-4 for sure.
So that's going to be
a great race.
That's going to be a knockdown drag out.
Poor Miami and poor the Jets because those two teams are going to.
Miami's on the move though in a positive direction. Steve, you're up on the drive. What's up?
Hey there. I'm a longtime listener, and Friday I heard the Cal Bruton interview. And I rarely rewind one of your shows. In fact, never rewind it.
Well, now, why is that?
Well, you know.
Don't start off with a negative, Steve. It turns me off.
Sorry about that.
No, I mean it. There's no reason to go there. Just say I listened to the Cal Bruton interview. It was fantastic. I'm going to come down on you a little bit.
All right, I'm sorry. Good grief. At least I called.
Business. Anything else?
You should give him a weekly spot.
We'll do it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
He didn't expect that reaction. You know, you don't need to be a. You know.
I wasn't expecting that reaction. I'm over here going, where did that come from? Oh, I love it. That's the kind of caller treatment that I have expected, and then I thought you had grown too soft to do. But I'm glad that it's come back.
Well, that here's what I don't
that
understand.
Was an impressive attack. Let me just apologize on behalf of Bob for that treatment. I'm laughing not with you, not at you, excuse me, but with you because that was vintage Bob right there.
Kind of was. It was kind of old school. And I love our listeners, trust me. And Steve said he's a first-time caller. I just don't get why you had to say, I never rewind you guys. But this, you know, I mean, I don't get it. Be nice.
I don't get it either. So I guess
if I called the show, I wouldn't insult the host. Would you?
No, never. Unless it was this show.
Well, maybe.
But I would stick. I would leave the insulting to Jeff.
Because yeah,
he could take it. I mean, he kind of deserves it in a way. But I wouldn't. I wouldn't say I never rewind the show.
Well, he's right about one thing. Calvin Bruton is a great guest. You have not heard the last of him on this show.
I caught part of that interview.
We had him on twice last week, once for just a few minutes because he called in late. And then we had him on Friday for a while, and he was telling great stories. He's a tremendous storyteller. He told stories about Rudy Jackson, who back in the day was an unbelievable player and recruit for Wichita State. Now, it never worked out for him academically.
Right.
But Calvin has firsthand knowledge of that whole process, talked about it. It was fascinating. And Cal Bruton was a great player at Wichita State. And, Steve, you are correct, sir, that he deserves a regular segment on the show.
I caught a part of that interview, the part where he was actually speaking about Rudy Jackson. And I do this thing, and maybe I'm unique in this, but I do this thing where if I hear somebody, a ball player on an interview or like somebody up in a broadcast booth telling a story about, well, back in 75, I hit a home run off of him, and I look it up for accuracy.
Right.
Because I'm interested. And so I was curious about Rudy Jackson. So I Google and I look up, you know, and all the and there's stories from the New York Times and the Washington Post about the huge, you know, scandal with the test taking and all this stuff. And everything that Cal Bruton said was spot on. And
yeah.
And not that I'm surprised by it, but you kind of are surprised by it when somebody has a memory that good about an incident or a series of events. Because a lot of times you look those things up and it's they're off by years or they didn't get this fact right. But everything was nailed down.
Yeah, it was interesting.
It was a great story.
To hear him talk about that because you do forget over time. You do forget that the academic malpractice
sure.
cost Wichita State 2 years of probation
right.
For Rudy Jackson. All right, we'll take a break. We'll return momentarily and talk Chiefs football. David Smail, author, he has a book out that you want to get. It's called The Keys to the Kingdom, an illustrated timeline of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk to David about that project next, The Drive on KFA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.